we're full steam ahead on this 2024 harvest and starting to queue up for 2025. Perfect time for growers to be starting to make some plans. What should be top of mind as we start moving into thoughts for the next growing season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I'm really big on is, you know, busy with harvest this time of year, but it's also time to start thinking about next year. A big part of that is being proactive on looking at a budget and building out a marketing plan for the next year based off of that budget. So really sitting down, looking at the numbers, understanding what your costs are going to be, and looking at the commodity market and try to make some plans around that. Cash flows are going to be very tight again next year, and so I think it's extremely important for producers to sit down and understand where they are and where they want to be at the end of next year.
Do you see that we're cutting into our equity situation with the current market environment we're dealing with?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of losses, I think, for a number of operations this year, given where prices are. There'll likely be some backward equity movement for producers this year. And luckily, land values are staying strong, and I anticipate they will stay pretty strong here for the next year, which will give producers an opportunity to right-size if they need to. Working with their lenders is going to be important, and being proactive on that to make sure they have a plan to continue to push forward, but utilizing that equity will be extremely important for them.
So in that the budgeting effort, what should be – it's a different world, obviously, when we're looking at these low commodity prices and input certainly haven't followed suit in all cases. So.
Yeah, I think what they really need to be looking at here is just making sure that you build out a few different scenarios. You know, you want to make sure you build out your budget. You know, this is what I want to try to operate on for the year. And then, you know, build out your best and your worst case scenario as well. You know, obviously, for a lot of row crop producers, that worst case scenario is going to be, what's it look like if I have to rely on crop insurance this year? And so understand where you would be and what your potential losses would be if you're required to live on crop insurance for a year. And then, you know, address your plans based off of both of those things and work with your input provider to continue to get the best deal you possibly can and keep those costs down.
So FBN's role, how do you help producers in something like this?
I think one of the biggest things is obviously being a trusted resource. So we really want to be able to talk to the producers, help them work through plans, work through cash flows, work through budgets if we can, and especially marketing plans as well. So figure out what works for them, get to know their operation. There's a lot of things that producers have to worry about out there right now. There's a lot of different programs. There's a lot of black swan events like these hurricanes that could impact them that they have no control over. And so how do they manage around those things and how can they build plans accordingly? So making sure that we be a trusted resource for them, help them work through those problems. And if some lending solutions that FBN have available is something that works for them, then great. In addition to our marketing team with our crop marketing programs to help them build plans and make plans for the next year.
You just mentioned the hurricanes. You guys monitoring that? What impact do you see it having on fertilizer, I'm thinking first and foremost?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest one is the fertilizer, and there's some unknown there, and obviously there's some damage that happened here the last day down there. The extent of that damage, we don't know, really, but that is going to have some impact on the fertilizer production, and really talk to your supplier and understand kind of what they're doing and what position that they're taking to try to help facilitate that and put you in a good position.
Great. Anything I'm missing we didn't touch on here, TJ?
Overall, no. I think the one thing we really didn't talk about maybe is the rate cut a little bit. So the rate market right now is, you know, that's not going to have a huge impact for producers today. You know, they're going to see some benefit from the rate cut on maybe their operating costs. You know, interest is still a big part of that budget as they're putting it together, as rates haven't dropped a whole lot. Hopefully they'll continue to slide down in the next coming months, but that's something they still have to take into account, and it hasn't had a huge impact on the long-term rates yet. But as they continue to slide down, continue to look for opportunities to reduce your borrowing costs, whether that's with your operating line or refinancing real estate if you have real estate or term debt. Really take advantage of that, and that'll help your cash flow and your budget going forward.